To you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is your voice, the community's voice, right here on KCNR 1460. If it's happening out there, we want to have it right here on KCNR 1460. So good morning, July the 31st. Bob, put your hand over here real quick. There, I just slapped Bob's hand because he let July get away from us. That's it. Tomorrow, beginning of August. And this is it. Last day in July 2014. 605-4567 is our phone number. 707 in the morning. KCNR1460.com is how we are sending ourselves over the internet. So you can join our chat room as, oh gosh, good morning, Joe. Joe's already in there. And Trish Clark.
Thursday morning.
Your hair's done. Your makeup's done. You look very nice as
Thank
usual.
Thank you.
You're ready to rock here.
I am ready to go.
Because we got some things to talk about today. But the first thing we're going to do is head for our Wells Fargo advisors and Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. First things first, I'd like to thank you for broadcasting the town hall meeting last night. A lot of interesting things came to the forefront, and looks like it takes an Aussie to bring to the forefront the stranglehold and the death grip that political correctness and the employee unions have on the issues.
Well, I tell you what, there was a lot of different viewpoints coming out there, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. But I was so pleased to see so many people showed up, turned away people there. Standing room only, and I'm really glad that we broadcast this. But you know, all of the broadcasting was underwritten by the Redding Rancheria. They popped in there and they said, "Hey, look, let us help with this." So
thank them as well.
A big shout out to Redding Rancheria
because it definitely is an area of frustration that we're all feeling.
Absolutely, boy. I tell you what, I think they came across loud and clear last night.
Well, moving forward here, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the month, and the markets are moving lower, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 142 points at 16,737. The S&P 500 is off 13 points at 1956, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 47 points at 4416. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 157 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Twitter's down $1.01 at $45.29. Bank of America down 13 cents at $15.45. General Electric's off 23 cents at $25.40. And Tyson Foods down 85 cents at $37.35. Of local interest, PG&E's down a penny at $45.69. Home Depot's down 40 cents at $81.36. Harley-Davidson off 67 cents at $62.70. And Sturm Ruger down $1.09 at $50.65. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.58%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.56%. Oil's down 91 cents a barrel at $99.36. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.80 an ounce at $1,285.90, while silver's down 15 cents at $20.43. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 7:08, and 9:06 in the morning to find out the latest on what's happening in Wall Street. Now, if you give them a call at 243-7561, they are there to help you and assist you in your investments. But not only the investments you have, but to look at the investments you have, what's changed on the stock market, what's changed in the technical world that they're staying up on that they can help you with to find your way to financial freedom here, and so that you don't have to worry about, when you decide to retire, that you don't have enough to retire to and have a good living. All of this from Wells Fargo Advisors. Again, 243-7561. I would ask Trish what the weather's like, but she's over here choking to death.
It's 76 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of, and sunny today of 103, 70 this evening, 102 on Friday, 100 all weekend long.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. And locally owned and operated, and they give, of course, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and we'll hope that Trish gets back to us here. Hey, a lot of things going on this morning. We're going to Christian Schrader's dropping by. She's a candidate for city council, but she's going to be here for a little while. And to talk about a homeless outreach project they're talking about, because after yesterday, if you listened to the show yesterday, and if you didn't, please let me urge you to listen to Ann Korn last night, Reverend Ann Korn yesterday, talking about this Day Resource Center for the Homeless. And frankly, I am adamantly opposed to this for a variety of reasons. But after listening to Ann for an hour and listening to what her plan is, there's a lot of wiggle room in there, and there's some gaps in it. But her overall plan is not to use any tax money on this, but for money that's donated, and to have this a place so you could have satellite offices from the county health, mental health, the veterans organizations, anything that kind of that touches on the homeless. And what it does is everybody complains about there are people just laying around on the streets and all this, but a lot of them don't have a place to stay because the Good News Rescue Mission, which is open at night, does have classes in these, but a lot of them can't stay during the day. What she thinks is a solution is to offer a place where they can come in, get a shower, clean up, and be there, and then be able to get outreach from people that a mental health process or something, instead of trying to meet them underneath the bridge. They've got them in one spot.
But aren't there already agencies in place? And my apologies for choking to death at starting the show. But aren't there places already in place? People of Progress. I haven't really kept up on it. There's a lot of places where there are services available for the homeless. And I would contend, and I didn't listen to Ann, but I'll go back and listen to that in the archives. The people that are really the issue in this community are not going to go to her place to take a shower and get cleaned up.
And to seek help. You think that the ones that are the problems in this community, and we're going to talk about what happened last night at the town hall meeting, are the ones that are just going to be the ones that if they go there, they're going to be doing dope deals?
They're not. People have to want to help themselves before they're going to get help.
Absolutely.
We can put it out there. We can put it all over the place. And the idea that it's going to be just by donations, that scares me to death. Because that isn't going to happen. You're not going to have county facilities in there where there isn't county money and city money and what have you. If those people are connected to it, once you get involved with grant money and county money and government money, it becomes a bureaucracy because they got to have rules and regulations, and there's liability, and there's this and this other thing. It can't be done.
Well, the thing is, Ann took off today. Her last day, she's been here on the radio with us. When she comes back, though, she said she's more than willing to sit here and with somebody that opposes this and debate it. And, she gives her reasons, the people opposed to it give their reasons. And so you can hear, like you said, what happens when somebody gets hurt there? Well, what happens if somebody gets hurt at the Good News Rescue Mission? Is there any federal funds going to the Good News Rescue Mission?
No, there is not.
So what if somebody gets hurt there? They've obviously got insurance because people get hurt there.
Exactly.
So this is the thing. This is her concept that she has. Now, frankly, I look at it as, and we've all heard this, there's people that want to have help, get help, the people that don't want to get help, and then there's that third, which seems to be an ever-growing population of people that can't because they're mentally unbalanced. The guy in the red shirt that ran down our street yesterday ripping out all the plants. And not that we had a veritable garden out here, but we did have plants. We worked at it. And he ripped all the plants out of here and down the street and then ripped off tree limbs. And he's wearing a red shirt and screaming. And I mean, this guy's crazy. Why isn't he someplace?
The part that bothers me the most about this is the network that goes along with this up and down the I-5 corridor. And as soon as we get the message out on that corridor, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of new stuff available in the city of Reading. They will come by the floods from both directions, wow. Southern Oregon, the Bay Area, Sacramento. If there's stuff available for free and you're welcoming, they're welcome into the community, they'll come here and drive.
We're making life easier for them. Okay.
You're darn right. It's all out there, and it's great and ready.
Hey, how'd you sleep last night?
I slept great.
So what's your sleep number setting?
My sleep number is 55, and I'm pretty consistent with that.
55. 55. You know, see, I haven't worked my way up to that. My sleep number setting is still 40, and Linda's is 45. So, the dual-air technology is great. But now they've got the new Sleep IQ technology that you may, if you had the Sleep IQ technology, they attach it to the pump, on the bed that does this. It will send you little messages on an app on your phone that says, you were moving around last night. You might want to try 60.
Or
50. And, what it tries to do is tells, this is, the times of the night you were sleeping and all that. And frankly, I picture this in a little computer in Texas that's just checking, that's doing this, but it comes back with the information and it comes back to you.
That's kind of spooky, actually.
Well, you could say that, but I don't think so. I think it's there. I think it's there to, because it's, again, they're trying to help people get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And after last night, you pumped up. I was there, it was moderating, and all these people were there. I was pumped up, and so it was like 11:30. And so, but then when you go to sleep, you go boom. Till the elk killer, leans up on the bed and says, it's time to get up. So I value a good night's sleep. And I tell you what, Sleep Number, made in America, guaranteed we get great night's sleep there. And with this new Sleep IQ technology, it's fantastic. And the new queen mattress with the Sleep IQ starts under $1,000. But you think about it, how long have you had your bed?
Over 10, 12 years.
10 or 12 years, no problems with it. They have warranties on them, made in America. Head on down to our Sleep Number store, down in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice. Let them put you to bed so you can feel how great this is. And they're going to show you what your sleep number is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And I want to jump into last night's town hall meeting because it was absolutely stupendous. And if you weren't there, this is kind of like, you're going to go back and talk about this for years. The night that Reading took the first step of making our streets safe, taking our town back, started on July 30th, 2014, Sequoia Middle School, because the people were there and they are ready to rock. We'll be right back.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Pacelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I know you want Bon Jovi, you want, Beaver Brown, John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band. We can play that and nothing else
I
ever.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not getting over it.
You gave me 8 seconds to come up with something.
You are the,
I thought summertime was a good.
You are El Supremo engineer.
I thought summertime fit.
Yeah. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is 7:23 in the morning, 605-4567. Hey, people that were there last night, give me a call, and tell me what you thought about last night. 7:23 in the morning, 605-4567.
How many people were there last night?
Well, first of all, we have to turn you on. Yes, there we go. All right.
How many people were there last night?
Okay, it started out, we got there early, let me name off the names here.
How many people were in the audience? You said you filled the capacity.
All right. The seating at Sequoia Middle School holds like 630. All right. The fire marshal's there, and who, by the way, listens to the show, did a great job last night, their fire marshal, and said, this can hold 750, but that's standing room. And he came up to me 10 minutes at like 20 till, and he says to me, I'm turning people away. We're loaded. We are full. So I'm making announcements. You can hear it on KCNR 1460. They're Twittering it off of Record Searchlight. They're, and those kind of things. For that reason, we started a little bit early, which, of course, then made the
Supreme crew that you have a little nervous.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me thank Lenny. Lenny from Sequoia Middle School.
Outstanding.
This jet comes in and said, hey, because this was set up at the last minute because they moved from there. They called Cascade Theater. They never got a call back. They tried to get in the Civic Auditorium, but they had something going. They also had, they tried in other places. Wind River offered their up. I tell you what, Wind River, Redding Rancheria, I mean, they stand up all the time, but they wanted to keep it in town. So Sequoia Middle School stood up, said, we'll do it. Lenny, their sound guy and the guy that takes care of this, he comes in there and, we hooked into him. People were doing a live video from the whole thing, so you're going to be able to see that. Everybody was hooking in and Lenny just sat back there. He set up all the sound. He did everything. A big hurrah for Lenny at Sequoia Middle School.
Great.
So
a thousand
people
are
there. They have photos of people sitting outside. I know people were calling and saying they listened to it on the radio because they couldn't get inside the place.
Great.
Absolutely no seats left and people standing up. Fantastic. So we got somebody on the phone here. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. Were you there last night?
I was. I want to thank you for what you did last night. I thought it was an awesome forum. If I may make one constructive criticism, I know that giving people a mic is kind of like herding cats, but maybe next time when you do this, if you maybe just take questions on 3x5 cards, Because it, you know, as you know, last night, and I know you were frustrated. I could see by the look on your face that some people got a little long-winded. So,
well, anyway, you know,
thanks for what you guys did last night.
Well, you know, we want to thank Rob Paletti, the chief, because he put it all together. But Rich, thanks a lot for showing up, because that means a lot. You know, and you're right. But see, I had 3x5 cards. I had questions on that, and maybe we should stick to that. However, I think it's important too is that people have a right to say some things. You know, sometimes you need the passion and the anger to come out and say, our house is, this is happening to our house. This is happening to our neighborhood. This is boom, boom, boom. I mean, to let people know that they're not out there by themselves. This is
not an
isolated case.
Well, and it's important that the public, when they do that, when they're given the opportunity to speak up at a forum like that, when there's that many people there, they need to kind of police themselves a little bit. No. That, okay, let's make a statement and let's not try to take over the show. Because that is, you give the microphone to somebody and they just go on and on and on. That's frustrating to the moderator. It's frustrating to everybody else in the room.
So people
need to police themselves a little bit. It is important to give them the opportunity.
Well, we had somebody holding the microphone from, and I tell you, frankly,
rip it out of their mouth.
Well,
when
frankly,
done.
You know that. Then I know that for next time is that if you've got a statement to make, you've got to do it in under 1 minute. And at the end of that minute, you're out of here because we need to get all these people through.
Exactly.
And that's what I'll do next time. But I think for the first time out, what a huge turnout. And again, like I said, it's the first time. Now,
let's lay the platform for the people who were there.
Okay.
Okay, who are your people that were answering questions?
All right. Well, you had Chief Rob Paletti, of course. You had Chief Michael Johnson from the Anderson Police Department. You had the Assistant Chief Elizabeth Barkley from the California Highway Patrol Northern Division. All the Northern Division's hers. The east side of the Northern Division. Lieutenant Scott Frederick, acting commander of the Highway Patrol right here in Redding, the ones that provide extra people and helicopters to us. Of course, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Chief Deputy District Attorney Josh Lowry was there.
Good.
Melissa Fowler Bradley,
the court
executive officer. And they've got a lot to say about what goes on here, too.
They're a big part of the whole picture.
And I don't think people understand that. So Melissa's going to come on the show here soon. Probation Chief Tracy Neal was there. She had quite a few things to say. And two guys that deserve a real round of applause, as I said last night, Robert Ambroselli and David Nichols, both of them from the parole. Organization here, the Northern Regional Administrator from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, of course, the District Administrator. And not a lot of questions were pointed at them, like hardly any. So I asked them what the difference between parole and probation was. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand that. But these people were there and they were open. There was we had one rule there last night was courtesy. And we, at one point, there were some.
You had to go colonel on them at one point.
Just once. You know, there's some booze right, you know, front on, when somebody was saying something. No, that is not acceptable here tonight. That is unacceptable. We are here as a community. And if you
everybody
don't agree with somebody.
Everybody has an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion. If you don't agree, they don't have to boo them. I mean, just come on up and give your opinion on this. Anyway.
Okay, and so then you got the panel up there.
Right.
You got people able to ask questions and what have you. Who was there that makes the decisions that run this county? As the elected.
Okay.
Who are the elected?
All right, the city fathers, the city council.
The city of Redding.
City of Redding had Patrick Jones, Gary Cadd, Missy MacArthur, and Francie Sullivan.
Okay, people running for office?
And so we had four of the five that were there.
Okay.
People running for office for city council were, of course, Patrick and Francie, but also Mike DeQuisto, Brent Weaver, Kristen Schrader, Mike Quinn. Yeah, that's six.
I saw Mike Quinn.
Okay. So that was it. There was six of them.
And how about the people from the Anderson City Council?
There was the head of their mayor of the city council was there, and his name is John Day.
Day.
Okay. He was there.
Okay.
And had a couple comments.
How about City of Shasta Lake?
I didn't ask, and I didn't see.
Okay. How about members of the Board of Supervisors?
Well, there was nobody there. From the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Really?
Not one. If they were, because I asked them, I said, okay, our County Board of Supervisors, and I frankly was surprised. Not one person stood up there. Now,
but that's okay.
It could be is that they came in a little bit late and they couldn't get in. I mean, I'd like to think that, but I would also like to think that they would be there earlier enough, like the city council was, but not one member of the Board of Supervisors showed up.
I think that's appalling, and you know, the thing that we have tried to emphasize throughout these discussions on the radio is that, yeah, a lot of this is going on in the city of Reading, but it's a system-wide problem. It is happening in the unincorporated areas. It is happening in the other two cities. And more importantly, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, the decisions that they make impact everybody. They control, they have access and more control over the courts, district attorney's office, public defender's office, probation, parole. All those things are operating along with the sheriff and the jail and all of that under the auspices of the Board of Supervisors. So if they're not there to even inform themselves, I think that's dereliction of duty.
I was quite surprised that none of them were there, frankly. I mean, we've got retired police chiefs that are on the Board of Supervisors that are we have
– These people are making a good salary. It is a full-time position, or it should be.
We just had an election, and two people were
re-elected. Nobody cared.
And, yeah, well, but
– And this is – this shows you why it's important when you have elections – that people, you, the people, the audience, actually get involved and show up and replace people who are obviously not doing anything.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Wait, Bob, real quick.
Well, as a county resident, not a city resident, I live about a mile outside, by my elected officials, I'm feeling ignored. Like, you know, the impression I got from the county is that they don't feel that this is their problem, that it's somebody else's problem, and I'm kind of tired of that. Sheriff Pasenko has been outstanding. As you know, I had a lot of interaction with the sheriff early this year with my
neighbor. Just because people are blowing things up next year.
An outstanding job, and same with environmental health and all those folks. But from the supervisors, I'm not getting so much love.
Well, you know what? I think, Bob, go look up the number for the supervisors here so we can give them out to people. All right, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Go no further. Reading Crown Motors has anything you could possibly want, but they are the dealers for Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Hondas, and their service department is absolutely fabulous. Give them a call at 223-2177, but better yet, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Go down and have your neighbors make great deals for you. Hey, last night, let's take Reading back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Excuse me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
76 degrees in downtown Reading.
It's going to get up to the hundreds today.
103.
Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. That's their new saying. You know, the other day we were saying, I don't know, our customers are warm friends. You know, you can say our customers are warm, sweaty friends. And Mr. Kenny called in and he goes, you're right, I've got a new saying for the summer.
Chuck was on the phone instantly. Chuck,
he says, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Isn't this good?
That's
Your advertiser's listening to you and we have the ability just to change it on the fly. I just wrote it down and said, okay, guys, from now on. This portion of the show is brought to you, though, by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, who have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the entire Northern California area. Classes in the evening on health and diet, anything you can possibly imagine that way, but staying healthy, and those are free. In-store, four nutritionists on staff in-store, which are also free. Water that you get there that you don't have to pay for, clean water, all of this stuff at Cypress Square Shopping Center in Orchard Nutrition. That's where Orchard Nutrition is. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. I mean, this is people that really put their products where their mouth is, because Joe sells things that he loses money on because the community, or he stocks things, I should say. He doesn't make any money on. In fact, he loses money because some parts of our community need these kind of supplements or food. Mm-hmm. He says he doesn't care because he's helping his community. And there's the kind of guy that you want on your side when you want to take Reading back. Here's another guy you want on your side. Jeff Wurst, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning.
You know,
morning.
Besides the fact we know you can fix, you know, from chips to cracks well over 2 feet in length, personal observation here, you fixed that crack on my truck went 5 years ago? At least.
My memory doesn't go back that far.
It's got to be at least
the database.
Yeah, it's got to be 5 years, and it's never gone any further. You can't see it. I mean, it's just an outstanding job. It was easy for us to come in after that, and very easy for us to recommend you to people.
Thank you.
You got something new, though.
I got something new that I've been training on, and it's called Clearplex. It's a clear film that you can put over your windows, side windows, windshield, that prevents the rock chips from even shattering the glass. And it's new. It's just gained approval in California. In fact, I don't even have the paperwork on it for the DOT approval. I've been assured that it is DOT approved. Especially side glass. You can protect your side glass. It blocks the sun rays, especially good for dermatological patients that are sensitive to the sun and still need to go out and do shopping and go about their day.
Can you put it on your windshield?
Yeah, in fact, that's what it's intended for, more so than the side glass.
Well, now, I know you're an honorable guy. And Jeff Wurst, by the way, thank you so much for your service to our country, too.
Oh, thank you.
another one of the veterans around here that does a lot for our community. Now, is this something you can put it over your windshield? It helps protect you from the UAVs, but it also helps prevent chips, or it does prevent chips?
It prevents the – if you look at most all the windshields that are over about a year old, you'll see a whole bunch of little white specks all over it. And that's where sand, gravel, small rocks will come hit your windshield. You may not even notice it, and it'll create these little surface chips. And over a while, it can actually sandblast your glass and make it difficult to see. When you're driving, this prevents those little chips, and it also prevents the bigger rocks from actually shattering the glass.
Wow.
Up to a certain point.
Oh, sure. I mean,
most often a rock will hit, and you'll receive what I call a rock star, about the size of a quarter or smaller. It's a pretty common size chip, and those will be prevented by the application of this clear film.
I tell you what, wow. Linda's. New, what's a year old now? Her Outlander Jeep. We've replaced that windshield twice because it's hit, and it immediately, because it was that right angle, it hit and cracked. And by the time we got it down to you once, and you looked at it and you said, "Nope." And this is what I like about Jeff Wurst. Jeff could have fixed it, but he said, "You're not going to like it." He said, "Even more, I'm not going to like it because it was right in the center of the windshield." And he says, "And you're going to see this." You're not going to see it from the outside, but you're going to see it from the inside, and you don't want to do this. And, you know, I love it when you go to a place and they just are honest with you, Jeff.
Well, and the thing is, you can't drive around the North Strait highways. You can't drive up and down I-5 without getting chips in your car. It's impossible.
Yep. Well, I don't know about impossible, but I've made it now, I think, 2 years. I've got 4 long cracks and 2 of the rock chips in my own windshield. I've had my truck for about 12 years now. And so I've saved my own windshield 4 times just on the long cracks, let alone little rock chips. But typically when you get hit by a rock, when the rock hits within about 4 to 6 inches of the perimeter is especially vulnerable to rock hits and continued cracking.
Well, that's what happened both times. You just get right at that. Right up around where the rear is, and when it hit, it just went. You could just see it, and I just went no. You know, it was like you wanted to run out there and drill a hole, but like I could do that as we're doing 70 miles an hour anyway. But but as soon as it hit, and that was what happened both times, just like that.
And then you have different stresses that cause it to grow out from there. A lot of times, just because of the way the windshield is made, it's curved, mounted solidly in the vehicle. Most cracks, once they start, will pop out between 8 and 14 inches just because of that curve in the glass. Then you add hot temperature days. Then you add people that go through the car wash, let it sit out in the hot sun with the windows rolled up all the way, with the sunshade up in the dash. The thermal effects of that and the pressure buildup in the vehicle can cause it to grow, sometimes beyond repair.
And that happens sometimes.
How about this new stuff you're going to be putting on? What is the impact of the automatic car washes that we go through on that?
It wouldn't affect it. It's a clear film that adheres to the glass and withstands pretty much anything you throw at it.
It must be difficult to put this on.
It's a challenge.
I mean, I'm looking at the cows I put on things, and I always have bubbles in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, but of course, I know that. That you do this for a living, and you fix the other thing. So, and if you do that like you do everything else, Jeff, it's going to be perfect. I understand that. But it can cut down on UAV. I mean, the UV rays. It can help prevent chips, cracks, and save you money.
And also, if you have it applied to your side windows, it prevents the smash and grabs. It slows them down. It may not prevent it totally from breaking the windows. But it is impact resistant, and it will slow them down.
Well, that's what they're saying, that unfortunately in the school in Sandy Hook, is they had all these other ways of keeping people out. What they didn't have on that window next to the door was that film that prevents you from breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And where this won't prevent it from breaking it, though, that if it hits, it'll keep the glass together. And so at least gives you a better shot. At least makes them hit it 2 or 3 times, which gives you a chance to load your gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a very good point. But, yeah, it does slow them down. Nothing in life is perfect, but, it does aid in the prevention of the
Now, tell everybody where you're at, Jeff.
3208 South Market Street is just south of the Good News Rescue Mission, just about straight across from Les Schwab Tires.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a long blue and white strip building.
And you're next to?
I'm next to the Sweet Mary Sewing.
And I tell you what, let me throw this one in there. Linda takes her clothes down all the time for alterations, and Mary's just like you. Mary says, yeah, I can do this. But if there's something Mary can't do, she goes, you know, this is something that comes from the factory. And if you're going to, you start getting into this, this is a lot of work, but she'll tell you that up front. But again, the Sweet Mary, who also does alterations. How much does something like this cost?
The Clearplex?
The Clearplex.
The retail, suggested retail price is $295 installed.
Per windshield.
Per windshield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The side glass is, there's varying prices on that depending on the size of the glass, but I'm estimating about $75 to $50 per window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still in training, so I haven't gone retail with it yet. It's going to come soon.
Okay.
I just did a BMW yesterday, and it turned out perfect. I have had some learning curve to applying this stuff, and I started this in January, and here it is July, and I'm struggling some days.
But you want to make it perfect, though.
I want to make it perfect. It's just like the crack repair stuff. If it doesn't turn out right, I don't want to sell it. I don't want it leaving my shop with my name on it.
And the stuff you have is completely different than anything else for just your regular windshield repair.
Correct. The adhesives I use are fully tested. Many of them that you see side of the road, pop tent, gypsy guys, are not tested. The National Windshield Repair Association is the authority, leading authority, the only authority, really, of the windshield repair trade. And they've come up with minimum standards, of which I'm the only one certified to the minimum standards. And a lot of my repairs actually exceed the standards.
You know, when I see those guys alongside the road and it says, windshield repair for $20, it also says next to it, breast exams, $35. I mean, it's the... out of the same truck. I mean, you see that. So I mean, it's kind of like, what are these guys? Do I really want to go there?
Anyway, well, I provide the only guaranteed windshield repair pretty much north of Sacramento. And the guarantee means that it's not only guaranteed not to grow, but you need to restore the windshield back to a structurally sound condition. Any repair that does not meet the standards, what are you really paying for out there?
You're paying for something that makes it look better.
And very little look better. Right. There's a lot of shops out there, a lot of guys out there that do repairs that don't change the visible aspect of the repair at all. And when it's done properly, it should reduce the visibility of what you're seeing close to 90%.
Hmm. Okay. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Repair. Tell us again where you're at.
3208 South Market Street, 241-8373.
This is where we take our cars to, and we've never, ever had a problem. Jeff, you're a great guy.
Less than 1% ever fail, and that's doing 24 to 30-inch cracks. Everybody says it can't be done.
I've
been doing it over 21 years.
I think it's important to recognize that UV ray thing, that so many of us are conscious of the fact that skin cancer and exposure to the sun is something we don't want. You get in a car and you drive for long distances, you can be impacted by it even if you've got the windows rolled up and you really don't realize it. That's an excellent thing to have that on the sides of the windows.
I had a customer just last night. I did an 18-inch crack for him, and he was talking about the same thing. When he's driving long distance, he gets that burn on his arms, and it seems like every direction he's going, it's the wrong direction because the sun's on his side.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Jeff Wurst, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair and on South Market Street. One more time. Oh, I can tell you, 3208 South Market Street.
241-8373.
Yes, all right,
sir.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Oh, here we go.
Oh, network delay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. 76, I think it's closer to 80 right now. It's going up in the hundreds today.
Yeah, 103 and 108 I'm reading now.
103 and 108. I tell you what, you know, don't leave anything living in your car. Nothing. Leave nothing living in your car. Plants, animals, dogs, cats, granny, nothing. In fact, you probably shouldn't even sit in there. It's 7:53 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Outstanding selections of jewelry, honest as the day is long. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry is their specialty, but they have everything. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, there's more people coming in to talk about what happened last night, and they're fired up still. And, but we have Katrina Keys.
Hi.
From Inside Out, and you're saying, well, who's Katrina Keys? Well, if you've been downtown at all and you see these photos up on the walls of all these buildings, you've seen Katrina Keys work. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. And not only that, Katrina cares. She was the first one to ask a question last night at the town hall meeting. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think it was a great turnout. I think it was good. I'm glad that we packed the house and got more information.
Did you get answers?
Yeah. Yeah, I got more understanding than answers, which I think is more important.
I think that a lot of people didn't understand certain things, and I guess Bob and I and Trish kind of, because we've had the sheriff and the chief on so many times,
mm-hmm.
and other people. Everybody that you saw on at Dias has been on this show,
yeah.
or their representative has been on the show sometimes several times. And I think the question is, when he said, why can't we just clean out the homeless camps, when they heard that it takes, you have to post it, wait 7 days, come back, and by this time most of them have moved, but they have left their garbage. You pick up all their feces and trash and garbage. I mean, we're talking mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of tons mm-hmm. of this over the year. But then you have to keep their clothing and tents and all these things for up to 90 days. That just the people in the audience were just,
yes,
that's kidding.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come back and get them, they have to be available to them. You can't throw them away.
It's been right. in two different lawsuits.
Which costs the city money.
Costs the city money. But then the other guys were saying, well, I'm sorry. Anyway, let's go back to Katrina Keith. Mm-hmm. You've got other things you're doing, too.
Yeah, I do. I've been doing another project through Viva Downtown at the Market Street Fair. It's called Art Through Vision.
Uh-huh.
And what it is, I collaborated with a designer in town, Evan Johnson.
Evan Johnson, okay.
And,
well known.
Yeah, what I wanted to do was just use the word vision in a design somehow and ask some questions of the community and get them to write their answers into the design, and what it's going to turn out to be is our very first and only Redding, California postcard where the community has actually participated in making it. And so it's a spinoff of the Welcome to California postcard. It says, Welcome to our vision, Redding, California.
Uh-huh.
Currently, it's 15 feet by 9 feet down at the Market Street Fair. It's been up every Thursday. So I'll be there again this evening, and I'll be at the Downtown block party also tomorrow night, Friday evening, from 6 to 9.
And people can just write things on this? Is that the
There's
idea?
Six questions. You pick a question. I give you a Sharpie, and you just write your answer into the design. And then
you watch
them,
though, to make sure that their little answers aren't something.
Yeah, they're really legitimate answers.
Okay.
I have.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
I understand.
Pretty, that's
I know.
Scary.
I know. It is. Giving people freedom is.
Freedom is scary, but you know what?
It's what's important.
What's even scarier?
Uh-huh.
It's taken away that freedom.
It's absolutely true. Right. And
give a person a mic. We learned that one last night.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. But it's freedom is very, very,
it
very
is.
Important for people to be heard, for
it,
one.
It absolutely is.
And so people have
or to
filled
be seen.
In. Yeah, people, absolutely. People have filled in a whole lot of answers. We are on the O and the N for tomorrow and Friday night. For the project, and then we'll take an image of it, and we're going to shrink it down and actually make it into a postcard and start selling it at the Enjoy store.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you can send us a copy of that, and we'll just put it on our website, too. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that allowable?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. Yeah, totally.
Because I don't think they can download it and do anything with it, but no. I think it would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll put it right there on the front page.
Cool. That so, sounds yeah. great.
Well, you know what? Why'd you start this? We've only got a few minutes left, but where did you come from? All of a sudden, you came in, and there's photos of everybody
did.
All over the
I
place.
Came.
I said, who is this girl?
I did. Yeah, that was kind of the great thing about me, is that I was an everyday normal citizen, had an idea, and was able to execute it really well with the help of friends. So that was really great. I did not do it alone by any means. And so I worked at the county in 2012 downtown. I lived downtown for 2 years. And I ran into JR's YouTube video about the International Inside Out Project. And with my passion of photography and photojournalism and my experience of downtown and working for the county as well, I thought, I need to do this in Redding. I need to do this in downtown. and so I just took the steps to get approvals for buildings and talk to people. And I have achieved all the objectives. I just wanted to get people to know who actually contributes and works downtown to change the conversation a little bit.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You do good work here, Katrina Keith.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see this next your next evolution after this one, because I know you're thinking about something. Anything we can do to help, of course. But thank you so much. And thank you for showing up last night.
Yeah.
Because you are, you know, you're not just somebody that comes and says, oh, this dude's with us. You care about this community.
Yeah, I do.
People that cared about this community were there last night.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
And even though many others care about this community, that was a huge step that we all need to keep this passion.
Yes.
So we can get this place straight. But I would sure like to hear more solutions. There's a lot of information.
Yeah.
I heard some solutions. Chief had a few. I still haven't heard the solution about where we're going to put all these bad guys when we catch them.
Because that is a major problem.
That is the crux of the whole matter.
We can do a lot of things, but right. If we can't right. lock them up and hold them accountable, they've got to have a plan, a doable plan, something that we can see in the very near future.
Katrina Keith, thank you. It's not the last time you're going to be on.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. Carl.
We'll be right back. We've got a couple other things we want to talk about.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as fighting continues to rage in eastern Ukraine, an international team of investigators has managed to reach the crash site of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 for the first time since it was brought down by a missile 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is calling for cooperation among the fighters in the region.
We ask there be an immediate cessation of hostilities in and around the crash site by both Ukrainian and separatist forces.
And clashes along the routes to the wreckage site between government troops and the pro-Russian separatists kept the delegation from reaching the site for some time. With no Democrats voting yes yesterday, the House voted to sue President Obama over his alleged abuse of executive powers.
Mostly anger over his decision to change the implementation of the health care law. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox says it's not about politics.
If there were a Republican president doing the same thing, I would feel just as strongly. This is about the Constitution.
This is show business at its worst.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Enough of this stupidity. I said to my Republican friends, do your job. Do the people's work. This is shameful.
McGovern accusing Republicans of trying to placate the far right. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, said on NBC's Today Show today, Israel has no choice but to protect its people from the continuing rocket attacks by the terrorist group Hamas.
They are firing rockets, 100 rockets, at our citizens every day. We're not going to live that way. No country should have to live that way.
Israel has called up another 16,000 reservists as its war with the Hamas terrorist organization is now into its 23rd day. At Wall Street, it was slow going on Wall Street with the Dow down 100 points in early trading. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
The owner of the KFC and Pizza Hut restaurant chain say a scandal over food safety in China has hurt sales and might be severe enough to cut into the company's global profits.
In a filing with the U.S. securities regulator, Yum Brands says the scandal over accusations Shanghai Husi Foods sold expired beef and chicken has caused a, quote, significant negative impact on sales. It says if this continues, it may hurt this year's profits. Chinese authorities have detained 5 Husi employees, but have yet to confirm a TV report the company sold expired meat to KFC and McDonald's restaurants in China.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld the 2011 law that virtually took away the right for collective bargaining for most public workers. It also sparked a massive protest at the time and led to an effort to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker, an effort that failed. This is SRN News. An upcoming Africa summit in Washington, D.C. is on schedule to proceed despite an Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
More than 40 African leaders are set to meet with President Obama in the nation's capital next week, and the White House says there are no plans to change or cancel the summit. Spokesman Eric Schultz says the president is getting regular updates on the outbreak and that the CDC has determined there's no significant risk to the U.S.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugson. Meanwhile, Ebola expert Dr. Tom Geisbert says the risk of exposure to Ebola for people living in the U.S. is normally not very high.
I'm not saying that the chances that the virus couldn't come to the U.S. are, you know, zero. Certainly that's not the case, but I think it's very low.
More than 40 African leaders set to meet with President Obama in Washington next week. The current outbreak of Ebola in West Africa is the worst on record. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm...
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, my friends. It's 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with Chris Lasondock from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into the last trading day of the month, and currently the markets are in negative territory, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 170 points at 16,709. The S&P 500 down just about 22 points at 1948, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 66 points at 4396. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 258 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $2.15 at $96 even, Microsoft down 33 cents at $43.23, and Intel's down 32 cents at $34.03. A local interest, Safeway down a nickel at $34.76, North Valley Bank down 34 cents at $21.29, while Tri-County's Bank is down 14 cents at $22.69. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.56%, the 2-year Treasury 0.55%. Oil's down 68 cents a barrel at $99.59, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.86 an ounce at $12.85.84, silver's down 16 cents at $20.43. This is Chris Lasondack at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 here to tell you what's going on Wall Street, which is important because it's so volatile there. Everything impacts on Wall Street. And you can talk to the advisors at 243-7561. And why? 243-7561. Why? This is their job. They're looking at Wall Street. They're looking at investments. They're looking at annuities. They're looking at the ways to that your money's invested to do the best for you. Give them a call, set up an appointment, head on down to Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors, every one of them can help you.
81 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 103 or higher today. Partly cloudy with a low around 70 this evening. Sunny and hot tomorrow on Friday, 102, and looking at 100 the century mark all through the weekend. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. They are customer, or we got a new slogan. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated. Give senior and veterans discounts. Phone number 365-3793.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. I like it. Hey, thanks a lot, Chuck. You know, speaking of that, Alliance Heated and Air, 20 years in the business, and it's hot. And if your system is not working, who do you call? You call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. emergency service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Any type of heating and cooling system, warranties, guarantees. They're great people. All right, Christian Schrader is here. Christian Schrader is one of the candidates for running for city council.
Yes,
and one of the people that were there last night, I was pleased to see, is that we had four members of the city council there out of five, but we had like six of the candidates running. Now, two of them, of course, are already there from, you know, Jones and Sullivan. But then most of the candidates also running were there last night.
And if they're serious candidates about wanting to serve this community, boy, if they're not there, you want to ask why.
Yeah. So I know you're here for something else, but can you just give us a quick, what did you think about last night?
I think it was great. The turnout was probably more than people realized. A lot of people had to be turned away. And luckily it was being broadcast live from your radio station. Thank you very much. So the things I learned last night were a lot of the community's awareness, or I mean their concerns, and they're sharing their opinions about what their concerns are and the types of crime that they're concerned about. Then we also heard chief the law enforcement, and there some of their new ideas that we might not have heard before. And now
I think
we're
some of these are new ideas.
Yeah.
You know, the change, you know, getting volunteers, community service officers, bike patrols was a big thing. They're gonna start doing bike patrols a few days a week to see how that works.
But the other thing that I think was helpful was Sheriff Bezenko, who reports a lot of different meetings that I attend, with the data, the specific information about what the jail capacity is, what is going on there that a lot of people need to be aware of. And we heard a lot of good information that was helping to create the awareness that we needed, but also hear from the community about what their concerns are.
Do you think there should be another panel like this, another big town hall meeting with the city council in front? Since a lot of the decisions, come from strictly from the city council.
That might be something they would consider. They're having a meeting coming up on next Monday to discuss the sales tax, and then their normal meeting on Tuesday.
Well, you know, I'm thinking is that if this is big, the people had questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're elected to be in the city council, you ought to be sitting up in front of 1,000 people, be able to ask to answer questions about why aren't we doing this or why are we doing this. Mm-hmm. And you can still have the chief there, but
now I think one of the important things for awareness for the community is that a lot of times as just a citizen, you really want the sheriff to do things, you want the police chief to do things, and I think we constantly have to be reminded, certainly at the county level, that counties are an arm of the state, and a lot of the decisions and a lot of the stuff that we can do and we can't do at the county level, we're mandated by the state.
Well,
there just are some things, regardless of how much sense they make. Actually, the more common sense is involved in it, the less likely it is mm-hmm. that we can do it.
Well, anyway, okay. Now, you came here, though, for something else, Kristen. I just ambushed you with that. You've got something happening next week.
Well, it wasn't so much of an ambush. The reason I'm here is because public safety is a very big concern in our community. And one aspect of public safety is the homelessness. And I grew concerned more about homelessness in recent months. And a month ago, I went out with Jessica Delaney and Officer Snyder and mental health worker that go out into the camps and interview people who are homeless to gather data and to help maybe connect them with services. So I think that we need to have a better assessment, accurate information disseminated throughout the community. So I organized an event on Tuesday, August 5th from 11:30 to 1. We have a panel with Donnell Ewert, Director of Shasta County Health and Human Services, Jessica Delaney, Coordinator of City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council, Melinda Brown, Director of People of Progress, Jonathan Anderson, the Executive Director of Good News Rescue Mission. And all of these people work extensively with the homeless. And if you haven't been to Good News Rescue Mission, they have large amounts of programs directed towards the homeless and other community members that can benefit from the services or they're right there, which I did a tour last week. So homelessness is an important issue. We need to understand it better so we can find the right solutions. There's a lot of community organizations that are doing a lot of great work, but I think we need to have a greater dialogue amongst our community members so that we can become more aware of what community programs are there, what's working, where might the gaps be, and what kind of solutions we can look to for short-term and long-term programs and solutions.
Okay, now when's this going to be?
Tuesday, August 5th from 11:30 to 1 at the community room in the Reading Library.
Okay, now that's a very auspicious day, August 5th.
Okay.
I mean, it's very auspicious.
Why is that?
Your birthday.
Ah! I knew that as soon as I said it.
Okay, August 5th at the library, and at what time?
11:30 to 1. And so today, on Tuesday, we're going to have our panelists. Other members of the community will be there to discuss their programs, proposed programs. We have a dialogue to really help explain to our community what's happening now and what can other people do in our community, where can they volunteer, how can they direct their help, and learn about how we can address the homeless issues. Now, some of them are crime prevention type issues, and some of them involve having the police police making arrests or bulldozing, not the police, but having bulldozing some areas. But some of them are connecting people who need help or who are willing to.
Well, the people who are willing to accept the help, getting them the services that they need to take them out of this cycle and put them out of the homelessness.
And you know what? And this, if we're going to fight crime here, it's the whole enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting arms around. You got to get arms around the homeless, helping the people that need help. The people that don't want help, though, we need to get rid of them. So
that would become a public safety.
And that's a public safety thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Christian Schrader, running for city council. But this is something that you're doing and have got this going. And I love initiatives like this for everybody. I just, you know, there's a lot of people there last night that want change.
Right.
They want something to happen.
And the way it's going to happen is for the community to get involved and be a part of it. If you're not part of the solutions in the community you live in, then you're part of the problem.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Christian, for coming.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark and myself, we got I think we got two or three people lined up out here. We'll be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With a $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh!
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit maryspizzashack.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 8:21 in the morning. It's 81 degrees out there. It's going to get hot. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Mall. Back to school resource expo at Mount Shasta Mall, starts August 9th. It's August 9th. It's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free programs for children and teenagers, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, fashion tips, makeup options. And, Linda's going to have her show at Center Court at 12 p.m. So make sure you get down there for that and become part of that. And then they're having a fashion show at 1 p.m. at Macy's Court. All this is on August 9th. Get back to school. Let's get a, you know, get a good turnout down there. Take the kids. Let them, everybody see what's going on. They've got some great sales, great giveaways going on that day. That's at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Well, we're waiting for other guests that are in the other studios over there to come here. You had something you want to say. You've got a meeting going or something.
Well, up at Anselmo's Vineyards, everybody in the community knows that the county and the winery were able to reach an agreement to solve all the issues that have been going on up there. And this is getting ready to come before the Planning Commission on August 14th at 2 o'clock. But prior to that time, we're going to hold an informational meeting for the community and anyone who's interested to answer some questions about the process and the water and the zoning and all those things that are out there that are going to make this project complete. We're going to hold that meeting on August 5th at 6:30, August 6th at 6:30 up at the winery in the wine cave. We invite the community to come up. The project manager is going to be there.
Free wine?
No.
Okay.
No, but certainly it will be available. And we just invite the community to come up. And if they have questions about this project that are a concern to them, we're going to be there to answer some questions.
Okay. Now, the one of the things brought up last night was somebody from head of business that says, look, why don't you have people here, you know, because I've got – here's where my problems are. So, she says, I understand this and this, but why aren't there police coming? We need help. And Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti, said, I've heard this, I understand, you know, he's only got finite resources, but he started today. He said, I'm starting immediately bicycle patrols 2 or 3 times a week. And we just got a phone call. Somebody has seen, 2 officers on bikes coming down through the blocks here through the city center. Which is just outstanding.
Well, the bad guys are all on bicycles, so, you know, and they can go where the patrol cars can't, so.
Well, the other thing too is presence, and then you don't know where these guys are, you can't hear them, they can go through a little alleys and through these back areas there, and so hooray, so that's one change that's already started.
Well, and this can be very effective because, as you indicate, the presence is important. They've proven that just having a police car parked on the side of the road will slow speeders down on a freeway, even if it's a phony car and there isn't anybody in it. So there's that mental jog. Certainly it can make people uncomfortable. I think that – did they have any discussion last night at the meeting about – things that the police can do to make it uncomfortable for the people to be there. I know that, Johnson down in the city of Anderson has started some programs that allow his police to keep a better track.
Okay, now this thing, two things came up last night. First of all, Chief Mike Johnson of Anderson said, you know what? You're making it too easy for these people. You're giving away too much stuff. That one of the guys remarking that cleaned up an area. This is a private citizen that went back and cleaned up behind Mercy and went in there and bulldozed it because it was private property. So he could do it. He was down there with his skip loader and his little cat going up and down, and they just took everything out of there. Tons of garbage and feces and all this stuff. He said there were piles of blue jeans and shirts and clothes and shoes that the people had collected from all of these given away stuff, and tents and sleeping bags, and they left it all there. So now,
which you know, I got to jump in there.
Yeah,
that shows you exactly how much they value all this stuff the do-gooders are doing for them.
Yeah, they just had
had
it piled up there, and then he went down and bulldozed it all. And he said, "Let me tell you, we cut the grass underneath the trees. We did all these things, and you know what?" They haven't come back. They went to somebody else's property, which is the bottom line that Paletti was saying is here you protect your, you know, you put out, you have sensor lights, you keep your shrubs, you lock your doors, maybe put an alarm system on. And guess what? You know, he says, I hate to put it this way, but you make your house less attractive to that than the house next door. Now, frankly, the problem is that we've got all this scum going in and breaking in the homes. And when I say the word scum, I'm not attributing this to anybody, but there's scum out there that will break in your homes. And so what you have to do is, what do you do when you catch them though? We still don't have a place to put them. Where's the plan?
You know, one of the things that one of the candidates during the last election was talking about was private prisons. Several parts of the country have private prisons that are operated by a business. They come in, they build a facility, and the county brings their prisoners to them and pays a fee, but it's a private operation. You don't have the union issues. You don't have a lot of the issues that we deal with that costs us so much to lock these people up. What? And it creates jobs in the community.
All of these. And see, the thing is, this was addressed last night, is, you know, the sheriff's looking at some buildings to rehab, but he's already said it's going to take forever. The jail's going to be 3 years from now.
We need to figure out what they're going to do now.
There is another way to do it. There are other ways to do this, but I just don't think that we're outside the box yet. I mean, I know of ideas that have been pushed forward, and I'm waiting to see what happens with them because this is too big. Because we can arrest them, and as Sheriff Tom has said, we need to take 300 people off the streets, maybe even 500.
But you need a place to put them.
And you can't handcuff them to chain link fences. You can't put them all down in City Hall. You can't, you know, all these other, we can't build tents. You know, Bob's answering this question. Why can't we build tents? We can't. It's our laws in California have made it so that the prisoners have more rights than you, my friends. And just don't ever forget that one. And they get better medical care and better health care and dental care, and they get free glasses.
Which is exactly what started this problem, is the federal government lawsuits about mental health, treatment of prisoners, and that's why we've got all of these prisoners or extra people being released from our jails.
And let me tell you something. KCNR is not going to let this one drop. None of our shows. We have shows that are on that we're not going to let this drop. This is the first step in making our streets safe. Make our streets safe. Take back our city. You saw it last night. The passion is there. We need to get – I'd love to see the city council sit in front of this 1,000 people or thousands and say – when let them ask the question, why aren't we doing this? How about that sleep lie ordinance? That was addressed last night. It was brought up before and then didn't make it. This time it was brought up and said, you know what, if it's rewritten in a way, we can pass this ordinance and we can keep people from sitting in front of stores, lying on the sidewalks, but it applies to everybody. The other thing is, you can make it illegal for people to hand money to people in medians.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So what's that do to the handouts? Make that illegal. Clean up those street corners so that when people drive into this town, you don't see them there. You know, this is not against the homeless. There are other things. There's other programs that are coming up. But keeping people from panhandling, do that. We're going to take a quick break. Terry, hang on to the other side. I'm going to take a break early. You know what?
passionate about this.
I was watching everybody last night, and the passion that was there, the passion that was there to change our city. And, you know, a big shout out to Chief Rob Pelletti for putting all those people up there in the dais to answer those questions, to have them available. There was so much good information passed last night that people didn't know. But now you have that. Now we have that bedrock now of information. We can move forward. We'll
when
be right
we come back.
Back,
we're going to give them the phone number for County Board of Supervisors so they can call them and ask them where they were.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. Three drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights. And you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tanned onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:33 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning,
81
Trishy.
Degrees now downtown Reading and going to get up to 108.
Ooh, 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 ooh. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, and just outstanding haircuts. That's where Bob and I go. Great place. And I tell you what, the same things we heard last night, you can hear down at the barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay.
We need to go to the phones.
Go to
Terry,
the phones.
Good
Terry,
morning.
Thanks for waiting, Terry.
Hey, how you two doing?
Great.
Peachy. Good. Yeah, anyway, last night, as you know, Carl, we went to Colusa. We formed a committee. There was around 30 people to form a committee for the state of Jefferson. Another good reason we're all talking about this stuff today, that's why six counties have already issued a declaration to withdraw from the state of California.
And, of course, this county of Shasta, that board of supervisors just got a hold of that and ran with it, didn't they, Terry?
The last one in Sutter, yeah, they did. And that's a remarkable group and in a nice county. The thing is that our board of supervisors didn't even show up last night at the meeting. That's number
one. Isn't that interesting?
I want to bring up a couple of quick things to you, Carl. Last night, the people that we had in Colusa, there was the Manor family. Three of those young men are active in the Marine Corps.
Hoorah.
And they're very interested in Jefferson. One's going to be at Fort Bragg. The other young guys are being deployed also. Wonderful, wonderful young men walked out with their Jefferson gear. And it's amazing how many young people were getting this. But on the way home, the interesting thing is I listened to the tail end. We finally got into Reading. We got the tail end of the program. And Chief Paletti, I mean, made an interesting remark. He said, gosh, maybe next time we'll fill up a football stadium or a convention center. Really? I mean, this is not a rally. The less people you have, the better. This is like people going to the doctor. You want more people going to the doctor? And I think the thing is, I'm really a little befuddled on some of the comments that we've gotten on what happened last night. And as you have said, which is a great idea, on ticketing people who are standing on the corner and people to give them money and all those great ideas you just have. From what I understand, it was more of the same last night, and there wasn't really anything solved unless you want to call people on bicycles, policemen on bicycles, solving the problem. But what exactly did they do?
I think one of the big things that happened last night was they shared information that people didn't know. Anything from why don't we clear out the homeless camps when they heard about the 7 days, and they were told about the 7 days and didn't happen to store all the stuff. The fact that they are bringing bicycle. In fact, the bicycle guys are on the street right now. That he has to take them out of a different area. I think that people need to know that there's only 7 policemen on duty at any one time, unless it's a shift change. I think that's important. I think it's important that the sheriff says that that he needs 300 more spots, and yet I'm not hearing anything from how we're going to do that, specifically in the next 6 months. There's talk about for the next couple of years.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
I also think is that they also brought up the fact that there's going to be CSOs, that the police chief is going to be using volunteers so he can put his cops back on the street. 70% of their time is spent doing reports.
But, Terry, and I think the other major thing you're missing is that this community cannot turn itself around with the people we've elected and appointed to do it. If this community is not involved in it and aware of it down to a person, change is never going to happen. If the community is not out there and enforced and behind this and demanding it, it won't happen.
Yeah, but that's a good point, Trish, and I'm with you on that. The point is that next time we might want to fill up a football stadium, that means more disgruntled people. I mean, really, the issue is how do we solve these things?
How do we get them undisgruntled?
Let me finish, Trish. Carl, you hit the nail on the head when it comes to the jail. That's the elephant in the room. Where do we put these guys? That's the elephant in the room. And as you know, and it's a fact, California has no money. That's why it will take a year or 2 years to get this money and why Shasta County did not get their mental health money. I'm going to say it again. They didn't get their mental health money, $3 million, because California is broke. And the way they'll get that is taxing you more. So the thing is that locally, I mean, people have to understand they may have to take matters to a degree in their own hands. You've got to defend yourself and your family. How do we do that? We're starting our own community watch here in our neighborhood. We're doing it next week. We had an elderly person get broken into who did all the things that Chief Paletti said to do. Everything that they said to do, they still came in and stole his stuff. Okay? So the thing is that really and truly, what is being done? I mean, what is really being done other than the fact people became aware of something and they're disgruntled, they're aware of it.
Well, then maybe they're going to do in their communities what you're doing and start being responsible.
We as a society cannot have
government do everything for us. We've got to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
That's right. But last night, one of the gentlemen brought that up, and they were told when they brought that up that they didn't want to have vigilantism. Vigilantism is not an option. Okay, well, this guy's been robbed like a dozen times. But vigilante isn't an option.
Protecting yourself is not necessarily vigilantism.
I agree with you, but that is not what was said last night.
What they said was, was that you can protect yourself. You can protect yourself and your loved ones, but you the fact is that are you going to use violence to protect your bike? At that point, it gets a little nebulous. In fact, you know, and protecting yourself. And you know what, Terry, you understand this, but here's what I got out of last night. I heard some solutions. The skunk on the table in this whole thing is, where are we going to put these people?
That's right.
That's where it is. And I had somebody say, well, which one of the supervisors, you know, covers the city of Reading? And I think that a lot of the supervisors, don't they have like a slice that comes
through
this?
Every county supervisor has a piece. Excuse me, Terry, I'm speaking. Every one of the supervisors has a piece of the city of Reading in their district.
Yeah, so that's why.
And they should have been there at the meeting last night.
If nothing else, to hear the passion. Like, you've got the passion for the state of Jefferson, and the state of Jefferson, you push that. I think last night what I heard from people was, hey, it's time for a change. We want to change. You tell us how and what we can do. And there were a lot of ideas thrown out. Now, it wasn't the end all. This was the first meeting. But if we can keep this and say, okay, here are specific things. Okay, let's set up our neighborhood watches. Let's start the bike patrols. Let's start figuring a way of putting people behind bars. You know, Terry, the first step, you know, that this long journey starts with that first step. And maybe this was the first step, just like you all did when you started the State of Jefferson movement.
Well, Trish, you need to run again. You need to get back in the game. You stand up for the people. You understand that when you do something, when you were a supervisor, it was about how does my yes help my constituents and how does my no help hurt my constituents, not how does my yes help me or my no help me.
We certainly need people involved to care.
We have to get good people like you that are going to stand up and you speak your mind. You say, hey, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. We didn't have any supervisors come last night.
I am appalling. Absolutely appalling.
I wonder if they didn't know about it. Anyway, hey, here's a number. let me give you a number here. What's that number again, Bob? Do you have that written down, or I have to go back up and find it? I think I'm going to go back up. I can't because I got off the page here. But the Board of Supervisors.
It's right there.
Oh, is it right here? 222-5557. If you're just standing around, my friends, you've got a minute. Dial this number, 222-5557, and say, why weren't the supervisors at the town hall meeting last night? Hey, Terry, we got to run because I got two other guests here we got to get to here.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, bye.
You bet.
You know what? Terry's passion is for this city and for this county and for this Northern California. Yes, State of Jefferson, but it's also it's taking care of what we have here, and it's making our area here where people want to come to and they want to go visit museums and all these kind of things.
And what the State of Jefferson is a way to change some of these issues. Take back control of this county because we have no representation at the state or federal level.
Are we ready to take back Reading? And I asked that last night.
Take back Shasta County.
You know, well, take back Shasta County. And I said, take back Reading. I tell you what, the place erupted last night. They were ready. And speaking of being ready, here I'm sitting here with Rob Burrows and Jeff Stanley. Rob Burrows, of course, for Northern California Veterans Museum and more. And Jeff Stanley from Big League Dreams, who's having a big, 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, your 10th year anniversary. But you're tying us into one of the things that Rob's involved in with veterans.
That's right. This Saturday is the 10-year anniversary for Big League Dreams. And then Saturday night, we're having a major event for Homeward-Bound Military Family Support Services, which is also sponsored by the Northern California Veterans Museum. It's a benefit to help our veterans, our families of veterans coming back from post 9/11, from Iraq and Afghanistan. Starts at 6:00. It's a concert with Chad Bushnell. We're going to have a comedy night out there after that, and we're bringing up entertainers from Los Angeles, the Blue Collar Comedy Club, and it's just going to be a wonderful night. All of the proceeds are going to be going to the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Program. We're also going to have a silent auction out there, so we'll be being able to raise funds for that. Big League Dreams is having their 10-year anniversary. They're starting off in that morning. They're going to have all kinds of events going on.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on there, Jeff.
There's a lot of things going on, actually. We have plenty of games. We're having an RPD versus CHP slow-pitch softball game. We're having an umpire versus coaches game, which could get interesting. And then we're having a staff, current VLD staff versus the founders that were there the very first game in 2004. So it should be a lot of fun. All events are free. There'll be activities for the kids, everything from dunk takes to bounce houses, stuff like that. And it's all free.
So who's going to be on the dunk tank? You going to be there, Rob?
I'll be there. I don't know if I'll be in the dunk tank or not. It might be a good day to be in that dunk tank. I'll tell you what, 100 plus.
How many people come through? It's not fair because I think I know the answer. How many people come through Big League Dreams a year?
You know, I don't have the exact number, but it is quite a bit.
It's over 100,000.
I would assume so, yes.
It is. And I had the number the other day, but I was surprised. That's why when I said, how many? Like, you know, 130,000 go to a Turtle Bay every year. 130,000 go to Turtle Bay every year. And they said, well, did you know Big League Dreams has, you know, like 100,000 go every year? And I went, because I was, you know, I went out there once and there's all these teams from all over playing. And I didn't realize they had such a big presence out there. Okay.
So all that stuff's going on during the day. And then the evening, we've got this live music and comedians and big event.
That's right. We're going to have just a wonderful evening. Once again, this is our one-year anniversary for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We started 1 year ago. We've helped over 300 military veterans and their families in the last year. Homeward Bound has made that much of a difference in Northern California.
What do you do for them, Rob?
Our families come in. They have all different types of problems. So they've got a vehicle broken down. They need not to say they've got a washer and dryer they're having a problem with. We have folks come in. They need school supplies for their kids. The wife's lost her job. They've got a sick kid. They're behind on their electrical, so we pay their electrical for them. Get their PG&E.
Are there other organizations out there that do this? And this is not a trick question. You know where I'm getting at with this. Is that, you know, a way that we can put everybody under one roof there and consolidate? Or you're the only ones that are doing that.
We're the only ones that are taking care of post 9/11 veterans right here in Northern California. And 100% of the money that comes in stays and goes to our veterans here in Northern California. Nobody gets paid. This is a labor of love.
Nobody takes any money out of this.
Nobody takes a wage or anything out of this.
Everything's volunteers.
That's correct. And if you look at, and I'm going to mention a name, if you look at an organization like Wounded Warriors, their CEO makes $300,000 a year, and the money never comes back to Northern California.
You'll never hear me telling people to give their money there.
Well, I'm not going to say give your money or don't give your money, but think about where your money is going to go. If here in Northern California, if we're taking care – let's look back at last night. If we're taking care of our veterans in our community and we don't want them to be homeless on the street and we don't want them to be derelicts and we don't want them to be drug dealers and we want to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks, then Homeward Bound is a program that helps keep them off the street. We work with the county to get them a place to live. We get them food and groceries to make sure they don't fall down through the cracks. We help them find a job. Homeward Bound is a solution-winning win-win for Northern California, and this is what makes it happen.
And this is so important, people. When you want to give your money, find out, check out the organization that you're giving it to, and find out where the money goes.
You know, one of the big things about when we'd give money in the service, and it was during the United Way or whatever that was they did. I don't know if it's United Way, but
UNICEF.
You had like 40. No, we had like 40 organizations you could donate. You know, could do a allotment to it.
Right.
And you know, frankly, we would pressure people into it. I know it's horrible to say, but then because you don't have 100%. I made my goal though. Anyway, yeah, like other things we had to do. But what it said though was like things like, and I'm just going to say, the Girl Scouts of America. You can donate for every dollar that's donated. 50% goes to the, you know, goes to the running of the Girl Scouts, and 50% goes to their hierarchy. I'm not saying that's true. I'll just say X. You'd see some of these, and it'd be like 70% goes to that was the great thing. It would go to the hierarchy, but only 30% would go to the people themselves. We'd always look for the ones that 10%, 15% would go to the running of this, and the rest of the majority would go to the foundation. So what I like about this, Rob, is all your money goes right back here. It stays here. The local chapter of the Purple Heart, same thing. You know, they help the people around here.
There's not a bureaucracy being run with it, and there's not a whole bunch of
volunteers.
Being paid.
Okay, exactly. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Rob Burrows, who is heads up the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Organization, and Jeff Stanley, who is from Big League Dreams. We'll be right back.
Kitchen Place is Redding's go-to spot for all your cooking and baking accessory needs.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. I've heard they've got cooking classes too.
Only the best. This summer you can check out classes like home cheese making, wild game cooking, and Italian soups with Chef Pam.
I'm in. Where is this place again?
That Kitchen Place at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Land Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330. With offices in Redding, Chico, and Mount Shasta, we welcome the opportunity.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 009-88341.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The juice. Red wine, vinegar, and olive oil perfectly blended. It's how a Jersey Mike sub gets its one-of-a-kind sass. It's how bites and chunks get bonused. The juice adds that certain something extra. An exclamation. The kind of exclamation you can eat. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Stop in at Jersey Mike's today and snazz up any cold sub with the juice.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Sign it and drive it this month at Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and get 0.9% financing for 60 months on every new 2015 Kia Forte, 2015 Kia Optima, and 2014 Kia Soul in stock. Sign it, drive it, be happy. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, plus tax, license, and dealer documentation processing charge. Offer ends September 2nd. Not all buyers will qualify. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, on Facebook and ReadingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. This is the 31st of July, the last day of July here. It's going to be in the hundreds today. Big surprise.
Oh, maybe 108.
A small town girl. Yeah, Trish Clark here's with
enough
me.
Enough of that.
Just a small town girl. That's Trish Clark.
That's exactly right.
I know. You're just so cute. Hey, look, we're here with Rob Burrows, Northern California Veterans Museum, of course, but he's also heads up the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Group here. And as we learned, it's all volunteer. All the money that comes in goes straight to the families, and they've helped over 300 families here in the last couple of years. Hey, I'd like to do a shout-out. I'd like to do a shout-out for some people that help you, too. Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, yeah. Bad at Jersey Mike's. She's been fantastic.
And people own Carl's. I mean, same people. I mean, but Jersey Mike's is their opening day.
They've been
amazing. Money went to you.
Well, not only that, but when we work with them, and their store here in Northern California beat out San Diego and the other locations in California for donations to an organization for a nonprofit, and that was the Northern California Veterans Museum. They've done a fantastic job.
They've done a great job. They're good people.
People in the community care.
If you haven't gone down to Jersey Mike's, by the way, for a sub sandwich, you're missing out on it. I mean, it's the only place you can get them like that. Anyway, and that's on in the Trader Joe's parking lot right across from
Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's, and it's right there. It's great. Okay, now, this thing that's happening Saturday, Big League Dreams, 10th anniversary. Did you think you're going to last this long, Jeff?
I did, yes, but I've only been there since 2007.
There's a lot of people going on. Now, what else? See, we've got a lot of things happening there. It starts at 6 and it goes to 10:30 p.m., but there's other things too that are happening that day. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually open it at 9 a.m. and we go 9 to 3, which is, and everything's going to be free that day. So everything
we like free.
Of course. Everybody that comes in, there'll be stuff for the kids. Like we said before, dunk tanks, bounce houses. Like I said, I'll probably get in the dunk tank. It's a little warm.
We had to get all our elected officials out there in the dunk tank. That'll bring a crowd in.
That could be interesting.
They'll be throwing rocks, not baseballs.
Yeah. Don't even, that's not even going to go there. Hey, this is going to be a great event, and tickets are?
Tickets are $15. You can get them at Eagles Landing. Mm-hmm. Eagles Landing is located on Bocelli. It's 3300 Bocelli Lane, Suite C. We're right across from the bike shop. Our phone number is 222-8556. Or they can get them there that night at Big League Dreams. Gates open at 5 o'clock. The evening starts at 6, and we'll be selling tickets there at the gate. So if they can't make it to the store, they can go out to the event, and we're just going to have a great night.
Or you can get tickets right now from right here, 605-4567. Give me a call. I've either got two tickets or I have a family pack of four. And unless you have five people in your family, I'll give you five. So 605-4567 for free tickets to this. This is going to be a great night. It's music by Chad Bushnell. You've got all types of comedy going on. Magicians, just all types of things.
And
happening.
These guys are from the Blue Collar Comedy Shop out of Los Angeles. I mean, these are top headliners. These are great guys. They're coming up. They're volunteering. They're doing their time. We're taking care of some of their food and their hotels and stuff. But they're coming up. I mean, they could be charging us big dollars, but they're donating. And so
we're
thankful to have them up here.
605-4567. Get some tickets for this big Homeward Bound benefit and the Big League Dreams out there. And it's free for in the morning through Big League Dreams. But
and there are games going on, things for the kids, people, things to do all day long. If you haven't been out to Big League Dreams in a while, it's quite a facility, and you need to go out and take a look at all the stuff that's out there. This community has a lot to offer, and we as citizens need to get out and take part in it.
Well, and 10 years ago, I had just come back from Iraq when the beginning of the war, and I was a guest out there at the grand opening for Big League Dreams. Here we are 10 years later, and we're having a major military family event out there 10 years later for veterans that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, I mean, what a full circle.
Okay, I want to talk. Supervisor Kehoe was there last night. Dave Kehoe was there last night. I got this from Frank Strazzarino. He was there for over an hour, so he may not have been there early for the introductions, but he was there. So, hey, Dave.
Okay, we need to point that out,
Dave,
and we
Dave,
appreciate
thanks
it.
A lot. We do appreciate that. You're there when you to hear what the people are saying. If there were others there that we just didn't see, please let us know. But thanks a lot from Frank. Let's talk about the Veterans Museum for a minute here. As we know that you have the Eagle's Nest there is to raise money to help put the building up.
Well, right. Eagle's Landing is a standalone. It's a standalone business. It supports our veterans in the community. We have all types of military apparel and hats and you name it. It's like walking into a PX or an exchange for the military was what we have here because there's no other support for our veterans in Northern California. Once again, we're standing in a gap. And so we host the office for the Veterans Museum and we host the office for Homeward Bound. And we are at this point continuing to look for another facility for the Veterans Museum. We have that property that's been dedicated by the city out at the airport. We're continuing to work forward on that. But we're constantly looking for a greater opportunity or benefit for us to be able to get this open sooner to our veterans. We're losing so many. I mean, they're dying every day. We need to say thank you to them.
And you've got so much great equipment and so many displays that need to be out there for the public to enjoy.
We need four walls. We have a full museum. We need four walls to house them in.
So yes. There's some things happening.
There are.
And do you want to talk about them?
Well, we have been approached by Mike Warren with Turtle Bay, and they have suggested possibly that with the property that they're looking at getting down there next to the Turtle Bay area, that there might be enough room for us to have a primary or a secondary museum down there for the Veterans Museum. So we'd be looking at kind of like if this goes through and all the details can be worked out and we can make it happen with the city of Reading and also with Turtle Bay, we'd be looking at kind of like a museum complex or campus down there at the convention center area so that you'd be coming down and work going through two or three museums. It'd be centrally located. People could walk from one to the next. It's not like you have to travel all over town. And then we would still probably have a secondary location at the airport for all of our larger items, such as the aircraft mm-hmm. and some of the larger pieces of artillery and tanks.
So this isn't just, this is something that they're actively pursuing. I'd like to point this out, the Turtle Bay and you all, to the extent that you're getting ready to give a presentation to the board of directors there.
We're waiting for some more information from them. As soon as we get it, we'll be able to step up and be able to do that presentation. And and find out exactly what kind of a relationship we can develop and for us to be able to make this a win-win in our community.
Well, I think it sounds perfect.
It's a great
idea.
I envision a campus down there like Balboa Park in San Diego where you can go to different museums, perhaps IMAX at some point, but the River Trail, make that kind of like the mini San Antonio River Walk down there.
And why not?
Why not do that? And, well, it brings people, 80,000 people a day or 80,000 cars a day that go past here. Let's bring some of them in, look at the complex, but then look at all the other things they can do around here.
Absolutely. Once they've been there and they can the wonderful paths that go all the way around, all the way out to Shasta Lake. It's a drop-off point to get the people off the freeway, give them a lot of things to do in area.
Well, Reading is a diamond in the rough, and we just need to start polishing it, making it happen.
We need to make it
advantage of that wonderful
clean
river.
It up.
That's right.
And I tell you what, we are going to continue to pound on this thing about – I love this idea about – making it illegal for people to panhandle in medians and places on the road where it could be unsafe. That right there takes off a lot of people that people see immediately, but yet it doesn't discriminate against anybody. And the other thing is pass a no sit, no lie ordinance. So you get people away from businesses, these poor, that businesses get into it. A lot of things happening. There's a lot of things that still need to be done. Rob, thanks a lot. Thanks for what you do, buddy.
Thanks. And you know what? We made a difference around the world, Carl, and so we're coming home and we're making a difference. Veterans should be the ones making a difference in this community, and we are making a difference in Northern California, and it's a positive difference.
Absolutely. Jeff Stanley, thank you for Big League Dreams. Trish Clark, always thank you.
Always love Thursdays.
Always. And now tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMoff is going to be on the show, and I can tell you right now, the first question out of my mouth is, so when do we gather to go down to Oakland and burn down the VA there? Okay. Congressman Doug LaMoff on. Yeah, Doug LaMoff on tomorrow. Let's ask a lot of questions. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's UN ambassador voicing some frustration with the international response to Israel's anti-terrorism campaign in Gaza.
What does it mean when you say Israel has a right for self-defense, but when we exercise that self-defense, we're not really allowed to do that?
Ron Prosser says Israel is defending itself against a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas. The UN's human rights chief says that both Israel and Hamas may be guilty of war crimes, but Ron Dermer isn't buying it.
Israel has taken great care to avoid civilian casualties, but we're fighting an enemy that not only fires at our civilians, but hides behind their civilians. That's the problem.
Israel's ambassador to the U.S. speaking on NBC's Today Show. International investigators have finally been able to reach the scene of the Malaysian Airlines crash in eastern Ukraine. Up till now, fighting between pro-Russian rebels and Ukrainian troops has kept them away.